What is my goal or my purpose in life?
我们今天要讲我们人生的目的是什么？
My son asked me a profound question this morning.
我的儿子今天早上问我了一个这样的问题。
He said, he asked, why God didn't allow man to have children?
他说为什么神不让男人生孩子？
How could I answer him?
我该怎么回答这个问题？
I'm not the creator.
我又不是神，我怎么知道？
God is the one who determines our purpose.
因为神他是决定我们人生目的的那一位。
The quest for purpose and meaning of in life is a natural hunger for a soul.
我积极追求人生目的呢，是一个人这个灵魂的本能。
If not satisfied, one's soul is left wandering through life like a log in the ocean of humanity, moving about by every wave of trends and feelings and wishes of people in this world trying to find significance.
一个人如果他人生没有目标呢，就像大海里面飘的浮木，他随着这个世界的习俗、人的想法以及各样各式的习惯飘移不定。
I know we have many tragedies in life, and I want to include on top of that list the tragedy to die and never fulfill one's purpose or destiny in life.
那我们人生当中会遇见许多的悲剧，那么其中有一个悲剧呢，我把它摆在这个悲剧的这个条列当中很前面的位置，就是说一个人如果死的时候呢，不知道他自己人生的目的是什么，实在是一个极大的悲剧。
Our souls are restless unless it finds purpose, which gives meaning in life, and that is miserable. And that is miserable, and should I say, tragic way to live in the few years of our lives.
那我们的灵魂找不到安息。假如我们人生是漫无方向的。那如果我们处在这样的情形，我可以说这实在是人生的一大悲剧。
How about you? Do you know why you're here? Have you been living for the purpose that God has designed you to live for?
那么在座的各位如何呢？你知道你人生的方向是什么吗？你知道神造你的目的是什么吗？你找到了这个目的吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we do ask that you will speak to us. I pray for strength. I pray for clarity. I pray, Lord, that you will glorify your name.
父啊，我们向你祷告祈求求你将话清楚的话语赐下，我们也愿在这话语当中你得着荣耀。
And I thank you for each and everyone here. I thank you for leaders. I thank you for the parents. I thank you for the youth and everyone, oh God. And I pray a special message to each one today.
主，我们为在座的每一位祷告，从教会的牧师、家长，还有孩子们，主，我都感谢你。求主今天你的话语能够成就在每一个人的身上。
Amen.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Will your Bibles open to the book of John, St. John chapter 3?
那我们一起打开圣经约翰福音第三章。
As I take a sweeping glance at biblical history, I see no one that stands out so much like John when it comes to purpose and meaning in life.
当我在查考圣经的时候，我发觉在犹太人当中呢，没有一个人像施洗约翰来把人生的目的彰显得这么清楚的。
Maybe if we take a look into the book of John's life, we can understand more about what purpose is all about and how did he discover his purpose and how we can apply some principles from his life to our lives.
那如果我们在读约翰福音的时候详细考察，我们来看看施洗约翰他怎么样找着自己人生的目的，他怎么样为这个目的而活，看他的故事怎么样能够应用在我们的身上。
Well, John comes to us highly recommended.
施洗约翰来的时候呢，是受到极大的推崇的。
Let me clarify here. This is not John the disciple, but John the Baptist.
那我们现在讲的约翰不是使徒约翰，是施洗约翰。
In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus Christ said of him, "Surely I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist."
那在马太福音十一章十一节，当耶稣来评论施洗约翰这个人的时候，他是这么说的：“他说，我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过施洗约翰的。”
How would you like such a commendation by from the Creator of the universe?
那如果造物的主这样子称赞你，你是不是觉得很荣幸呢？
John had a very successful life, and should I say, a successful ministry.
那我们可以说，约翰有一个很成功的人生，或者我该说，他有一个很成功的服事。
Now, when I talk about success, I'm not necessarily talking about that can be measured in terms of numbers and books and popularity.
那当我讲到他的服事很成功的时候，我不是以一般的，好像他。的听众有多少，他出了多少书可以用数字来衡量的那种成功。
That's the way people in the world measure success, but unfortunately, many times as Christians, we measure success that way. But that's not God's way of measuring success.
那种衡量成功的方法是一般这个世人所用的。虽然基督徒当中也有人是那样子的方式成功，但是那不是我们今天要讲的成功。
In God's eyes, success is measuring in what God has called you to do, and you fulfilling that responsibility.
那么神所谓的成功是什么呢？他是当他呼召你的时候，你顺着他的呼召过出那样的生活，在他的眼中，这是一个成功的人生。
I thought as I pondered the topic, and I realized that.Since it's a quest of our soul to look for significance and meaning.
那当我来思考这个问题的时候，我就想到，既然这个成功的人生是每一个灵魂所追求的目标的话
，this has been evidenced in throughout life. People change jobs to find a job will really make them important.
那我们追求人生的成功这件事情是很显然的，因为每一个人。我们都可以看见他，比如说他换工作呢，是为了追求更好的成就成功的满足。
And sometimes people try to satisfy this hunger of the soul by maybe changing a house or friends or spouse or performance or maybe even church.
那有的人呢，他追求成功的方式是这样，他也许不断的换大一点的房子，他。或许甚至换妻子，甚至有的人换教会，他追求的一个他所要的东西。
But we realize that a change in environment doesn't always externally doesn't necessarily fix the internal problems that we face.
但是我们知道外在的环境的改变，或是我们去追求的改变呢，并不见得可以满足我们里面实际的需要。
I thought this was interesting, but from Jim Berg, a guy, he writes, "A spoiled teenager may stop his complaining."A desire of a change, but only because his parents has given him the new car that he wanted.
那有一个人这么说，他说这个青少年呢，他如果会停止对他生活的抱怨，也许是因为他刚刚买了一辆新车。
Or a depressed wife may become her old cheerful self, a desire of a change, but only because her workaholic husband has granted her a divorce.
那或者呢，这个一个老实软弱的太太呢，她得着她所要的，或是另外一个人呢，他有可能就是跟他的太太离婚。那这些事情可能人会认为是说他找到他人生的目的，他得到满足了。
Now this one is my favorite. A student may be getting better grades, a desire to change, but only because he has found a girlfriend whose affection has lifted his spirits.
有的人。我喜欢这一段，他有的学生他的成绩转好了，可能因此得到满足，那这个最后面的动力可能是因为他换了一个新的女朋友。
In other words, we have a habit of changing circumstances around us to try to fix the internal problem of the hunger of our soul.
所以你看见就是说人他寻找满足的方式呢，常常是希望借着外面的环境改变他认为这个改变可以带来他填满他里面的空虚。
As one person says, our souls are restless unless they found their rest in God.
但是有的人这么告诉我们，他说，一个没有安息的灵魂，只能在神的里面找到安息。
Let's unpack this statement by looking at the life of John the Baptist.
所以让我们继续来看啊，施洗约翰他的人生如何。
The passage before us was chosen because this is one of the last words of John the Baptist.
为什么选这段经文呢？因为这是施洗约翰在我们所知道施洗约翰在世上讲的最后一段话。
We see in verse 22 to 23 that there were two ministries going on, one with John the Baptist and one with Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那在22节23节我们可以看到这里有两个人的服事，一个是施洗约翰的服事，一个是耶稣的服事。
In verse 25 to 26, there is a problem, of ministry jealousy.Because Jesus Christ was gaining more popularity than John the Baptist.
那在二十五节开始呢，这两个的服事呢有了一个比较，然后从其中呢，有的人因着耶稣的服事越来越兴旺，就生出了嫉妒之心。
So John's disciples, or should we say followers, came to John with a question.
所以这个时候呢，有一个约翰的门徒呢，就是跟随他的人。就来到约翰面前问了他这么一个问题。
In verse 26, and they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him.
这个人是这么问的，26节他说，他来见约翰说，拉比，从前从你在约旦河外，你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。
Now, we weren't given the exact detail about this dispute, but what jumps out at us is why would the disciples of John be jealous of Jesus Christ?
现在的问题就是说，为什么约翰的门徒呢会看见耶稣的服事兴旺以后，他心里就生出了这个嫉妒之心
？Because what we will discover is that maybe there's a little ofJohn's disciples in many of us inside here.
那也许呢，我们可以看见在约翰的门徒当中有一个缺乏爱的光景，好像我们今天也有可能产生那样的光景。
Just in case you're unfamiliar with John the Baptist was described as a forerunner of Jesus Christ.
那如果你不熟悉施洗约翰是什么样一个人，我可以跟你提一提。那施洗约翰在圣经当中。被描写是作为耶稣开路先锋的那一位。
In other words, just like a king, a king sends someone to announce his coming.
就好像一个王他出巡的时候呢，会差遣先前部队去宣扬他的即将来到这个事情。
I notice whenever John comes on the scene, almost everything he says is pointing to Jesus Christ.
那我注意到一件事情，就是当每次施洗约翰出现在圣经里面的时候，他所讲的话呢，都是指着耶稣基督讲的。
He announces the coming of Christ and the nature of his ministry, Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 12.
那在马太福音第三章，当施洗约翰第一次起来宣告的时候呢，他就是宣告耶稣的来到。
In other words, John knew why he was here. He knew that it was just a sign.To point others to Christ.
换句话说，如果你看到马太福音第三章，那里施洗约翰传讲耶稣呢，他自己很明白他自己的身份是什么。他知道他只不过是一个传扬耶稣的人，他知道自己只是起一个指路的作用，指向耶稣。
In John chapter 1, the religious elites in those days, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, they came to interview John, and this was a great time for John to promote himself and his ministry.
那比如说在约翰福音第一章的时候，当这个犹太人中的精英像法利赛人、祭司、利未人来到约翰那里来问他说你是谁的时候，其实这个时候是施洗约翰一个很好的机会来宣扬他自己。
But notice what John didn't, and John we are told he pointed to Jesus Christ that I am not the Christ.
但是约翰并没有表彰自己，他所说的说，他反而告诉这些犹太的精英说，我不是基督。
Again, in John 1, 29-36, he acknowledged before the crowd, I am not the Christ, there he is.
然后在约翰福音第一章29节，他对众人也再次这么说，他说，看啊，我不是，那一位才是神的羔羊。
He even concluded by saying in 35-40 of John chapter 1, as he directed two of his trusted followers, Andrew and Peter, Behold, the Lamb of God.
然后在约翰福音三章第一章三十五节到四十二节呢，他又再次对他两个忠心的门徒，就是彼得安德烈跟约翰说，那一位才是神的羔羊。
In other words, you can't just get the feeling that if you were to peep into John's life, everything is centered around pointing to Jesus Christ.
所以如果你看见约翰的生活，他是一个怎么生活呢？就说这个人完全是以耶稣基督为他生活的中心，他所做的一切呢，都要领人归向耶稣。
Notice what it says in verse 27.
这个时候他在二十七节怎么说呢？
And John answered and said, A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven.
约翰福音三章二十七节他说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
In other words, you yourself are my witnesses that I said in verse 28, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent ahead of him.
二十八节他说，我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。他说你们可以给我做见证，就表示他一直以来在门徒面前是这么说的。
And then he uses an illustration from marriage. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full.
所以二十九节他用婚姻来更进一步做一个比喻，他说娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
In other words, Jesus is the bridegroom. John is the friend of the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom is not distressed when the bridegroom appears at the wedding celebration to take his bride. He is elated.
那所以呢，把这个故事转比约翰跟耶稣，耶稣就是那个新郎，那么约翰就是新郎的朋友。所以当新郎出现的时候呢，朋友不应该觉得好像自己的光彩被抢夺，反而因为新郎的出现，他就很高兴，因为主角来了。
The friend's task is to bring the bride and the groom together. When the voice of the groom is heard, the friend of the groom knows his task is accomplished.And he can rejoice in the fulfilling of his mission. He can rejoice that the bride and the groom are joined in marriage.
那这个朋友在婚礼当中的角色呢，就是促使这个新郎跟新娘的结合圆满的达成。所以当这么一件事情成就的时候呢，作为朋友的就非常的高兴，因为知道他的角色扮演的成功，他的目的达到了。
Look at verse 30. This is just a golden statement.He says of Jesus Christ, He must increase, but I must decrease.
三十节实在是约翰所说的一个金玉良言。他说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。他指的是耶稣，我指的是约翰。
In other words, Jesus must become preeminent, while John must fade from the picture.
所以换句话说呢，当这个耶稣呢，应该越来越扮演一个重要的角色，把他的地位彰显出来。然而作为约翰，作为朋友的角色呢，他要慢慢的淡出这个舞台。
It goes on to enlarge on the idea of Jesus' preeminence in verse 31 to talk about where he's coming from. It says, He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth.
然后在接下来31节就把耶稣的重要性讲得更清楚。他说耶稣是从天上来的，是在万有之上；从地上来的呢，是属乎地。他所说的也属乎地。从天上来的呢，才是在万有之上。
And the remaining verses from 32 to the end, he goes on to do what is so favorable for him to talk about Jesus Christ. He says, "And what he has seen and heard of that he testifies. No one receives his testimony." He who has received his testimony has set the seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure.
32节继续他把他的见证说出来，他说他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。 神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
And lastly, closing off these verses here before we go into some principles, it said the Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hands. And he, in verse 36, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him.
35节、36节就给我们一个结语，他说父爱子，已将万有交在他手里，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。
There are two principles that we want to draw from John's life, and I want us to focus on these two principles and see how it is fleshed out in life.
那这一段的经文呢，给我们两点提示，所以我要用这两点提示来看看呢，就是说约翰所说的话怎么样可以成就在我们身上。
John, number one, John saw his purpose.Intricately tied to the promoting the person of Jesus Christ. That is so obvious.
那第一点我们可以很显然的看见的就是说施洗约翰他这个人的人生呢，从本质上呢，他就是跟耶稣基督连结在一起的，他的一生就是要为基督而活，把基督彰显出来。
In other words, to John, Jesus Christ was like a superhero.
好像我们用人的常话来说呢，这个耶稣在施洗约翰的心目中，他就是一个超级的英雄。
Let me see if ever, you know, especially those who are parents, if they are with the times. Which movie, which superhero movie recently came out? I said the parents, not the kids.
我现在要来考这个家长一件事情，就是说，如果你看最近的电影，最近电影里面有一个超级英雄，有没有人知道是谁？年轻人不要讲话，我现在是问家长。
You can't miss it. The kids, they're getting toys with Spider-Man. They want clothes with Spider-Man. You hear a sound with Spider-Man. Spider-Man is the buzzword, the hero now around.
所以如果家长你用点心注意现在的这个最近的流行的趋势，你可以看见这个蜘蛛人就是这个现在孩子心目中的那个英雄啊，他们打扮成蜘蛛人，他们玩的是蜘蛛人的玩具，他们讲话动作声音啊，都来好像要模仿这个蜘蛛人。
In other words, they are glorifying Spider-Man.
换句话说，他们好像做什么呢，都要表现出蜘蛛人的那个样子。
That was John. John is always glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这种情形就好像约翰之于耶稣一样，因为约翰所做所行的呢，就是再再要把耶稣表现出来。
But lest we think that John is in a category by himself, Isaiah 43 tells us that God has created us for His glory, for us to promote Him.
那不仅仅约翰身上是担负了这样的一个任务，其实在以赛亚书也告诉我们，就我们每一个人呢，都是为着神的荣耀而造的，所以我们是为了彰显神的荣耀而有的。
In other words, the creator, the maker, he determines the use of the product.
换句话说这个造物的主呢，他有权决定所造出来的这个人他的目的是什么。
And when we find why I, Andrew Williams, I'm here on earth at this century, that gives me joy because that's why I was created.
所以如果我们每一个人能够找到我们这个人此时此地在这一世的目的是什么，我们心里会有何等的喜乐，因为这就是神造我们的目的。
As one person said, a stove can't just decide that it wants to be a refrigerator. Its purposes was determined by its manufacturer.
好像有一位弟兄这样告诉我们，他说那个炉子呢，不能够自己想要作为冰箱的用途，因为当工厂制造它出来的时候，它的用途就是做一个炉子。
Let's look for some evidences to back this up. Colossians chapter 1.
让我们来从圣经当中找找类似的根据。我们翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, chapter 1.
在腓立比书后面，我们翻到哥罗西书第一章。
in verse 15, talking about Jesus Christ now, He is the image of the invincible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him. And notice the last phrase. And for Him, that is purpose. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself will come to have first place in everything.
从15节到18节，他说：“爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的。注意，他说又是为他造的，这个为他造的就告诉我们这个目的。然后17节，他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首。”他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
In other words, if we're going to find our purpose and meaning in life, if life is going to take on richness, and if we're going to be successful, we have to be living for the purpose that God has designed us.
所以换句话说，如果你的人生要有意义，要符合那被造的目的，你的人生要多彩多姿。那么唯一的方式呢，你就是照着那照你的目的而活。
But I ask, what is my purpose? If I'm supposed to live for the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10:31, how does that look every day as a student, as a mother, as a husband, as a co-worker, and so forth?
那我们很自然就要问，那到底我人生的目标是什么呢？如果我们是如此被造，是为了神的荣耀被造，那么我作为一个家长，我作为一个孩子，作为一个学生，或是你扮演其他角色，那么在我这些角色当中，我的目的，人生的目的是什么？
I personally, I really don't want any one of us to pass away into glory and not having lived up to what God has called us to live for. So, how do I know why I'm here?
我实在不希望我们在座当中有人在死去之前呢，他不知道他人生的目的是什么。所以到底我们怎么样来过一个有目标的生活？
Your calling and your spiritual gifts will determine your purpose and your mission.
那么很简单，你的神给你的呼召，神所赐给你的恩赐，应该来决定你的服事，你的生活目标是什么？
Two big categories. Your calling will determine your meaning and purpose, and your ministry, your gifts will determine your purpose in life.
所以两个重要的点就是，第一，神对你呼召要你做什么，然后呢，在这个呼召当中，他所给你的恩赐是什么，应该可以决定你这个人生的目标跟方向是什么。
You're called to be a housewife. You're called to be a student. Different stages of life. You're called to be a doctor. You're called to be a musician. Whatever you do, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, do it for the glory of God. In other words, make God be on display in your life.
那不管你在人生当中的任何一个阶段，你所蒙召的是要做什么，或是你做学生，做一个母亲，做一个医生，或是做一个音乐家，不管在这个人生的这个阶段，你神要你扮演的角色是什么，请你记得在哥林多前书10:31那里说，不论我们做什么说什么，都要为了神的荣耀而做，这就是我们的准则。
Under the area of spiritual gifts, let's use that as an example. Let's say I have the gift of giving. I have the gift of giving.
让我们用这个神给的恩赐来解说一下。假如说神给你的恩赐就是让你大方的施予施给人。
Just like John was supposed to announce the coming of Jesus Christ, my gift is to use giving to draw attention to Jesus Christ, and I'll show you how.
那就像施洗约翰呢，他用讲道来宣扬耶稣基督。神给你这个 给人的恩赐呢，也许在这个给人的当中，你把耶稣基督给彰显出来。
If I'm a student and I'm at school and you know my gift is given, I could go beyond the call of duty and try to help others, given my time or my talent to try and help them in their schoolwork. I help somebody help maybe carry their bags or so forth, so that people will say, "Wow, man, you are so helpful." And I can say, "His God is the one who gives me the ability and the love to do it."
那我们举个例子，比如说你是做学生的，那么神给你这样一个给人的恩赐，那么你可以做的呢，超过你仅仅扮演一个学生角色的那个功能，你可以用你的时间去帮助别人。或者帮助人学习，或者帮助人做事情，到一个地步呢，人会很惊讶来问你说，哇，为什么你是这样的大方乐于助人？这时候就给了你一个机会，来把你可以把你的神见证出来，说，因为这是神所赐给我的，我乐于与别人分享。
Or maybe God has blessed me with material things, and I want to use it to give it to build a church. I should not let people look on me and say, well,Look at all the money that I'm putting in the offering plate. That's drawing attention to me rather than giving attention to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那或者说你是一个神厚赐给你物质上各样丰富的人，那么你可以用这个物质上的丰富来帮助建造教会。那与其说你奉献很大的数字，故意要让人家知道，这样你把注意力吸引到你自己的身上。你实质所奉献出来的呢不让别人知道，那就把注意力呢转向了耶稣，那人在这里聚会的人就因着你得了益处。
As I survey the audience, I see all kinds of makeup of different status of people. Some are students, some are parents, some are grandparents, some are friends, some are neighbors. In whatever position, can someone look on your life and say,Man, God is powerful. Oh, God is a loving God. Oh, God is a gracious God. Can they see that you are pointing to God in your life?
那我看看在座各位呢，各位都有不同的恩赐，扮演不同的角色。那么能不能各位在你的生活当中所扮演的那个角色呢，到一个地步，你周围的人呢，可以看着你说，哇哦。这个人实在是把神的生活活出来，把神的样式活出来，所以人们可以因着你把感谢归给神，看见你的生活都是以神为中心，所以因着你的生活的见证也把人领到神的面前。
And if you are a believer, the Bible tells us that each one of us has spiritual gifts.
如果你是一个信耶稣的人，圣经告诉我们每一位信主的人都有属灵的恩赐。
And those gifts are supposed to be used to employ to give God glory.
那每一个属灵的恩赐，你所领受的属灵恩赐呢，它的目的都是要你使用这个恩赐把人领到神的面前。
There's a second principle that I see here which we cannot miss it. John's life was a sure sign of humility. Wouldn't you agree with that?
那第二点我们要提的呢，就是你可以看见施洗约翰这一生呢，就是一个很谦卑服侍的榜样。你同不同意这样的说法呢？
We all have that fleshly hunger to drop attention to ourselves, don't we? Kids are very good with that. You know, they have visitors over and they always want to jump in the midst and they try to do things to draw attention to themselves.
那照着我们的本性呢，我们都很喜欢吸引人的注意力到我们自己的身上。那我觉得孩子特别是这方面的能手，如果你去人家家拜访呢，他们的小孩一定会在你旁边转来转去，跳来跳去，为的呢就是要吸引你的注意。
But John's statement in verse 30 says, He must increase, but I must decrease.
但是你看见呢，约翰他却是这样说，在三章三十节，他说他必兴旺，我必衰微，就是他高举耶稣，而自己隐藏到一个不为人知的地步。
Again, this is a powerful statement for ministry people, those who are very much involved in ministry, and for our individual lives.
那不管我们是在一个显然服侍的地位，或是我们只是一个普通的信徒，这句话呢，应该对我们都是一个强而有力的教导。
In other words, for ministry, sometimes when we are involved in ministries for maybe for pastors or leaders or those who start ministry, it's easy for the ministry to be built around that one person. And everybody describe, oh, this is Clay Lynn's ministry. Yes, and you know, you can't do anything without talking to Clay Lynn. And you know, his name is written all over the ministry until those in the ministry start to look like clay instead of looking like God.
所以我们服侍的人呢，你就会看到有两种情形。有一种的服侍呢，他也许能够兴起一个新的聚会。那么在这个聚会当中，你就会看见所有的聚会呢，所有的服侍都是围绕这个人啊，也许都是以 Andrew 为中心啊，也许什么事情不经过他同意啊，就不能够放行，或是说啊，有什么事情没有他就不行。
I have the gift of interpretation. Yeah, right.
我好像不是这样讲的。
In other words, your ministry should take on the character of Jesus Christ. You should be fading out, and more of Christ should be seen in the ministry.
然而，一个正常的光景呢，应该是说，你越服侍的时候呢，人越看见基督，越看不见你的自己。
When someone said to me, "Man, if you leave, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? God don't need me to keep the work going. It's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ."
所以有人这样子跟我说，他说啊，如果你走了，那这边的服事怎么办？我就会很惊讶说，这话是什么意思呢？神难道需要我才能做什么吗？就算我走了，神仍然可以兴起别人，因为这个服事是关于基督，不是关乎我自己。
As a matter of fact, if you're here and you're thinking that the work can revolve around me, please don't, because God will knock me over, and I want to live a few more years. God will knock me out of the picture, you know, so that the attention will be on Him.
所以如果我在这里服事，出现一个光景呢，说你们得围绕着我才能有服事，那么请你们不要这样做，因为我还想多活几年。因为如果在这样的情形当中，神就会把我挪到一边去，因为一个服事应该要能够彰显主的自己，而不是那个服事的人。
I think this statement too is also classic for our personal walk with Jesus. Here is a.
那我想在下来我要讲的这句话呢，应该是一个很典型的话来表明这个现象。
When I talk about personal walk with Jesus, I'm talking about sanctification, being more like Christ every day.
我要讲到就是关于个人与主同行，这个个人与主同行呢，应该是越同行越像你这个人越像基督。
I like the way Paul puts it in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. He says, "I have been crucified with Christ." You know that one? Yet I no longer live. Where is that?
所以这个是什么意思呢？就请你翻到加拉太书第二章二十节，这大家都很熟悉。就说一个人个人与主同行，保罗是到了这样一个地步，他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ, verse 20, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
In other words, Paul is saying that by faith, Christ is fleshing out his life through the Apostle Paul day by day. And that's the sanctification life. The more we grow closer to the Lord, the more people are to see that Christ is evident in our lives.
所以保罗所说的，他就说，当他这个人呢越生活的时候呢，人从他的身上越看见基督。他越做什么呢？人越看见的是基督。这是一个全然成圣的生活，也是我们每个人应该有的生活。
They are not supposed to see us whining and worrying and bitterness and anger and wrath and lust and sensuality. Those things draw attention to us.
那当我们这样与主同行的人不应该看见的一种光景，他们不应该看见说你这个人老爱抱怨，老爱唠唠叨叨，老爱嫌东嫌西，或是老爱这个那个，因为你越这样做的时候呢，人的注意力就越转到你的身上。
Each day that as a Christian we live on this earth, We are supposed to be closer to the Lord, looking more like Christ than the day before.
那每一天我们在地上所过的生活呢，应该是让人啊、应该是我们这个人应该是越靠近基督，越像基督，越比前一天更像耶稣基督。
I have a test question for you.
那我来考大家一个题目。
How is it possible that everyone inside here can look the same?
这个问题就是说，我们在座的每一位现在都不一样，有没有什么方法可以让大家看起来都是一个样？
How is it possible?
有可能吗？
And when we are male, female, elderly, young, in between, how is it possible that we can all look the same?
你看，我们这里有男有女，有老有少。怎么可能每个人能看起来都是一个样呢？
Obvious answer is by looking like Jesus Christ.
所以很显然，这唯一的答案就是说，只有每个人都像基督，我们才会成为一个样子。
In the Bible, looking like Jesus Christ is living for Christ daily.
那圣经告诉我们说，要像基督呢，是每一天靠着基督而活。
Now this subject will take a whole lot of time to give some evidence to, but I want to kind of summarize and close off with a point here.
那这个关于这个题材有我们有很多可以发挥的地方，但是我要现在来做几点的总结。
Let me ask you, are you satisfied with life?
所以我来问大家，你满意你的现状吗？
Have you discovered your purpose and meaning in life?
你已经找到你人生的目的了吗？
There's a radical statement made of the King David in the book of Acts. Stephen was talking and he says, King David, after he lived for the purposes of God, he died.
那么在圣经当中，使徒行传，斯提凡对大卫王下了这么一个评语。他说大卫一生呢，行完神的旨意就睡了。
I would like to see right on my on Claylin's tombstone someday,Clearly lived for the purposes of God, and he died.
那有没有可能就是当你死了以后，在你的墓碑上面会这样写？他说 ，Andrew 行完神的旨意，生就睡了。
You're not cooperating this.
不合作哈。
How about that? You fulfill all that God has wanted you to do. If you were meant to be a doorkeeper, every day you open that door for the Lord.Open that door for you. Just graciously open the door for the Lord.
如果有人能够在你的墓碑上面下这样的墓志铭的话，那是不是好的无比呢？即便你在世生活的时候只不过是一个门房，每天替人开门，但你能不能每开一次门，好像就是为主而开的
？Maybe you're here and you say, "Okay, Andrew, I get it. I know I need to live for the purposes of God in order to experience true meaning and happiness in life. Now, what is my purpose?"
那也许你听到这边，你说好，我懂了，我应该是这样子的来过生活，但是我还是要问，那么我人生的目的是什么
？The only way you're going to discover your purpose is by completely surrender first to God.
那么唯一你能够发现你人生的目的的是什么呢？只有一条路，那么就是你全然的服在神的手下。
In other words, you decide that you're going to give God your heart. Lord, it is all about you. I'm not going to live for me anymore.
所以你要做一个决定，就是你要来到神的面前，跟神说，神啊，我要把我的生活完全交给你，我的人生是为你而活的。你要完全放下你自己的打算跟其他的计划。
That's a decision that you have to make. No one can make that decision for you.
那这个是你自己要做的决定，没有人能够带你做这个举动，做这个决定。
As Christians, not only that, we need to also discover what's our gifts and our talents and the resources that we have been used for the glory of God to put God on display.
那么对基督徒来说呢，还有一点就是你要来发现你属灵的恩赐，照着神所给你的这个恩赐呢，你来服侍他，如此才是一个有效的服侍。
There is a wonderful verse. I call it one of my favorite verses in Scripture, if I can find it. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16.
那我有一节我很喜欢的经节在历代志下16章。
And he says this in verse 9 about this guy named Asa. who missed his purpose. He says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his."
那这句话是对亚撒王说的。亚撒王做了一件愚昧的事情，他求助于亚兰王。那么耶和华这么对他说，在历代志下16:9，他说：“耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。”
In other words, God is looking for men, women, everyone, so that their hearts are so low to Him that God can be on display to the world through their lives.
所以神所寻找的，不论是男人女人呢，是要一个向他心存诚实的人。这个人单纯的心向的主，所以神能够借着他呢，让人从他的身上看见神的自己。
Now, instead of having Spider-Man, let's do the God thing. Here is it now. So whenever you leave from here, and whenever God gives you the opportunity, you just talk about Him. Somebody is suffering. Hey, God is your refuge. He can help you. You can turn to Him.
那与其我们模仿蜘蛛人，好不好？我们这样子做，就是从今以后呢，任何一个机会，你都要把耶稣带到你的谈话行动当中。如果有人处在难处、忧伤之中，你可以告诉他说：“耶稣是你的避难所。”
Whatever your trade, maybe you are a doctor. Recently, yesterday, I heard they mentioned that doctor is the third leading cause of death. I don't know where they get that from.But if you're a doctor, you can also use your trade to draw people to the Lord.
那如果你是一个有专业技术的人，比如说你是一个医生，那么你有很好的机会呢，能够借着你这个专业把人带到主面前，或者向人传扬主。
No matter what your occupation, no matter what your status, if you're a parent, let people come to your home, your family, and see that.You're not displaying Satan, but you're displaying the glory of God. You're not fighting and bickering, but they see love and harmony and submission and all those beautiful qualities that draw people to Jesus Christ.
那不管你的职业是什么，即便你只不过是一个家长，待在家里，没有特别的在外的职业，那么你可以打开你的家，让人进到你的家中，让他们看见你的生活。看见你的生活不是彰显那个邪恶的恶者，乃是彰显造你的主。在你的家中没有苦毒怨恨，所有出来的都是从神而来的喜乐。
My purpose in life is to live for the pleasures of God.
所以我人生的目标就是为了荣耀神，讨神的喜欢而活。
Why don't we all try to do that by His grace?
我们可不可以把这句话都当成我们人生目标的指南呢？
Let's close in prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Okay, it has been 20 years and I have been living for me.
虽然我们信主有相当的年日。
Maybe you're saying that I find it hard to live for God.
即便我们有这样的甚至信主20年的年日，但是我们可能还会觉得我们很难找到人生的目的。
I found it to be true that whatever God has commanded us to do, He will give us the tools and the strength to do it.
我要告诉你，如果神要求你有这样的命令做这件事，他会给你方法，他会给你智慧，他会给你能力去行出来。
All we need to do is to ask Him.
我们所该做就是来到他面前来。向他要求。
Father, we don't want to pass through life and just miss what life is all about. It's about living for you.
父啊，我们不要虚度此生啊！过完了这一生，不知道我们人生的目的在哪里。我们所要的是一个能够彰显你自己的人生。
Father, I thank you for those of us who are here who have been diligent in trying to live to that end, to live for your purposes. Encourage them, Lord, to continue to do so.
在我们当中有许许多多就是存这样的心要来过讨你喜悦生活的，主，我们求你保守这样的人，不让他们丧失志气，鼓励他们继续走这样的路。
And Lord, for those of us who've been living for ourselves and for what others think about us, oh God, and life has just been miserable and unhappy and there's no joy.
主啊，对那些没有把你当作生活重心，一直以来是以自己为生活重心的，求你让他们看见这样生活是何等的悲惨，何等的不喜乐，何等的难过。
Lord, we completely surrender to you and we ask, Father, that you will start in my life and leaders and everyone here, God, that your glory will be seen in us.
主，我们向你祈求，但愿我们的生活当中，我们能够把你的荣耀彰显出来。
That we will live a life of obedience and fulfilling our being faithful to the, all that you have called us to do for you.
让我们做一个顺服的人啊。服你的教导，服你的话语，遵行你的命令，照你所要求的，把生活的目的给活出来。
We say thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.